Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Iowa and Iowa State unveiled their football recruiting classes yesterday. The Hawkeyes signed a class of 21 players, including two quarterbacks, Ryan Boyle from Dowling Catholic and Drew Cook from Iowa City Regina.
Yeah, we feel good about both of them. In a perfect world, you don't want two in the same class, but they're both players that we just felt so highly of that we were determined to get both of them in this class if we could do it.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. There are 9 Iowans in all in that class.
In a perfect world, we'd love to get all of our players from here. Believe me, it'd be a lot easier chore for us. It's easier to recruit within state lines. It's never easy recruiting, but certainly it'd be easier. But that's just not realistic, I don't think, with our state's population.
A total of 5 offensive linemen were part of this class.
We've kind of been trimming that a little bit close in recent years, and we were able to get 3 in last year's class. Ross Reynolds was able to join the class a little bit later, but it was a real concern because we've graduated some really good players, and we've got a couple more seniors next year, so we've really got to, in our feeling, we had to fortify that group a little bit, and we like the 5 guys that we've got.
Well, Ferentz hopes the Hawkeyes are good enough that the incoming freshmen won't be counted on next season. That's not the case at Iowa State, where following a winless Big 12 season and massive player defections, the Cyclones need immediate help. 6 junior college transfers are part of their class.
It's a day that you want to start without any negative news, and we were able to sail through that. Everybody that we expected to sign did sign. Matter of fact, all those letters were in by about 10:30 this morning.
That's Cyclone coach Paul Rhodes, who calls it a balanced class.
There are 11 on offense. There are 11 on defense. There are 12 high school players that help us build the future of our program. There are 6 JC players that we expect to make an immediate impact this fall in 2015.
Rhodes says the junior college players are expected to play immediately.
I think all 6 have the opportunity to, and we're going to press them to. You got 4 linemen, and you got 2 skill players on defense, but we'll press them into the action. There will be no thought of trying to hold them back.
In all, the Cyclones signed 25 players yesterday. Southern California and Alabama are getting high marks following their acquisitions on National Signing Day. The Trojans topped the Rivals and Scout Team recruiting rankings as of 6 p.m., while the Crimson Tide led the ESPN and 24/7 sports standings. Defensive end and consensus top recruit Byron Cowart selected Auburn, while linebacker Rokon Smith declared he was going to UCLA. In college basketball last night, Chris Caird hit a 3-pointer with 2.9 seconds left, lifting Drake to a 63-61 victory over Southern Illinois for the Bulldogs' 3rd consecutive victory. Jordan Caroline made 2 free throws with 35 seconds left to put Southern Illinois ahead 61-60, but missed 2 more with 17 seconds to go before Caird's shot. Anthony Bean missed a final 3-point try for the Salukis. Caird finished with 12 points, making 4 of 5 attempts from beyond the arc for Drake. Reed Timmer scored 19 points, and Gary Ricks Jr. had a dozen for the Bulldogs as they improved to 7-16 on the year. They're 4-7 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Also last night, college basketball, Rick Kreklow scored 17 points and led 5 players into double figures as Creighton knocked off Xavier in overtime, 79-72. Dee Davis hit the first of 2 free throws with 34 seconds left to tie the game at 65, but missed a go-ahead free throw that could have decided the game in regulation. Creighton ended up closing out the game, going 6-for-6 from the line in the last 16 seconds to help lead the Blue Jays to an 11-13 record overall. They're 2-9 in Big East Conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski has picked up his ACC record 423rd league victory, passing North Carolina's Dean Smith. Quinn Cook scored all 17 of his points in the second half as the 4th-ranked Blue Devils pulled out a 72-66 win over Georgia Tech. Also last night, it was 7th-ranked Villanova 70-52 over Marquette. 10th-ranked Notre Dame held off Boston College 71-63. Fred VanVleet made a couple of free throws with under 5 seconds left, helping number 16 Wichita State win 62-59 over Bradley. Number 17 Maryland improves to 19-4 as they outlast Penn State 64-58. 18th-ranked VCU beat George Mason 72-60. Also, 19th-ranked Baylor thumped TCU 77-57. Purdue beat a ranked team for the 3rd time as they post a 60-58 win over number 20 Ohio State. Providence picked up a 74-71 win over number 24 Georgetown, and Oklahoma State upset number 25 Texas 65-63 last night. The Iowa Hawkeye men try to snap a three-game losing skid with a visit to Michigan tonight. The Wolverines have battled injuries, but they stand 6-4 in the league race.
They're guys that obviously are younger, but what they're doing is they're playing really hard. I mean, they're playing really hard at both ends. They're still executing, you know, John's offense. They're sharing the ball, and they've got some guys that are stepping up into roles that other people had before, and that, you know, that's been impressive.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are 4-4 in Big Ten conference play entering tonight's game. We'll have it for you here on the radio. 5 o'clock is the pregame. 6 o'clock is tip time in that contest tonight. Syracuse University says it has self-instituted and self-imposed a postseason ban for the current men's basketball season as part of its case pending before the NCAA Committee on Infractions. That ban also includes the ACC tournament. The school initiated the case, which includes academics, when it self-reported potential athletic department violations to the NCAA in 2007. School officials say none of the conduct occurred after 2012, and no current student-athlete is involved. Coach Jim Boeheim says he's disappointed, especially for senior Rakeem Christmas, but he supports that decision. Kansas State has suspended leading scorer Marcus Foster and backup forward Malek Harris for violating team rules. Coach Bruce Weber didn't provide any further details in the release from the school, but he says he hopes the players will learn from the experience and make the necessary progress to rejoin the team. Foster averages 14 points a game and leads the Wildcats with 54 three-pointers. And the Iowa State women suffered their third straight loss with a 75-66 setback at Oklahoma. Nikki Moody had a career-high 30 points for Iowa State in a game that was played before several thousand elementary school children.
You know, obviously Oklahoma's a very good team and a lot of weapons. It was simply, I think the simplest way to look at it is the Oklahoma team beat one player. Nikki showed up, and I don't think anyone else did. You know, we miss front ends and one-on-one. We miss more layups than these little kids probably miss in their gym class.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley, who says Moody needed some more help.
We didn't have anyone in double figures but Nick, and just didn't have it. And that's disappointing, because when you go on the road, you know, you got to have some contributions from a lot of people. And if you trace the three-game, you know, losing streak we're on, it's pretty much the same stuff. We're getting killed on the backboards. And offensively, we have some people that just are not giving us anything. And, you know, so we got to figure that out quickly.
Oklahoma led by as many as 20 points as the Sooners improved to 8-2 in the Big 12. The Cyclones are 5-5 in league play, and they'll host West Virginia on Saturday. Iowa State is 14-7 overall in the season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.